Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I don't know, because now I can't get...
Can you see it? Can you see us and hear us, Dan?
I can see. You're not how I want you, but, you know, whatever.
Any way you want it. Any way you
need it. I want you the right way. I want you, but I want you to want me too.
Oh, we're cutting that for a clip. That's perfect. I mean, that's just, that's going in there.
That's going to get us a copyright strike.
Singing a song is going to get us a copyright
strike. Probably, I don't know, man. Google's so locked down, who knows?
It is ridiculous. It doesn't matter what you do, we're going to get something, so.
Yeah.
AI is stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see things, you guys probably saw, I posted something on Facebook, and it was like, so somebody posted something, and it got fact-checked, mm-hmm. and just out of curiosity, I clicked the fact-check to see what they said, mm-hmm. and the fact-checking article was about the same person, but a completely different incident. So, you know, they got a fact-check strike. But what they said isn't what it just, yeah. I don't know if the two pictures in the same article, the AI associated them and assumed this is the same incident, but you know, the fact checker is saying that didn't happen. And basically the poster is like, I didn't say that happened. So shut up, fact checker. it's terrible. It's terrible. And people, you know, people are getting the AI is removing stuff. You can't run a business with AI. Just can't. It's not that. Somebody replied on one of my things. I was talking about. I posted this thing about the Toys R Us in my town is Raymore and Flanagan. Okay.
Is now what?
And jokingly, it's now a Raymore and Flanagan.
And I took that way too seriously.
Yeah. And I basically said. You know, he's basically asking, you know, is it wrong to hold a grudge against the business just because of what building they're in? You know, our Toys R Us is now Raymore and Flanagan, and I'll be damned if I'm going to buy a coffee table from those childhood-crushing bastards or something like that. So a friend of mine commented on it and said, burn it to the ground. Right? Now, he is obviously joking. It's obviously the whole right. post is tongue-in-cheek. He's not advocating for anyone to go burn down a furniture store. Facebook flagged the post and removed it and told him it's against community standards because he's advocating violence. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
We live
the
in
crazy
a
thing is that AI
nowadays, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Because you can't make that comment, but somebody else can make a comment like that about someone of a different party or a different race, and it's okay. So it is not a matter of an AI. This is where people need to think about this for a moment. That is not a matter of the AI selectively targeting out, burn it down. It's worse than that. It's more facetious than that. All right. So they're targeting what specific people are saying, even though it might sound quote unquote violent, even if it's in jest, but they're not doing the same thing with people on the other side of the aisle. So
you sure about that, man?
I'm 100% sure about that.
Because I know people that are very left wing that get flagged all the time too.
Yeah, I don't think the AI.
I don't think it's that, dude.
Sophisticated.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
I was in a thread in a group for one of my hobbies, and somebody basically said, "Hey, where's everybody from, and what do you do for a living?"
Mm-hmm.
And I replied, "I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you." Okay, which is a joke.
Yeah.
You're a human being. You're both human beings. You completely understand that that's a joke. I got flagged.
Yeah.
I got flagged for advocating violence.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. It's complete bullshit.
If you want to see an example of that, Daniel, just go look at Ilhan Omar's posts. Just go look at her posts on Twitter over the last 3 years. Go pick any one of them out and tell me why every single one of them hasn't been flagged and taken down.
I don't know who that is. So
Representative from Minnesota.
Yeah.
She's in the house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
So, I mean, okay. And I could point out about 15 other examples like that, but this isn't Rantcast and this isn't Politicast. So this is Trekcast, ladies and gentlemen, the galaxy's most unpredictable Star Trek podcast. I'm Chad Waldo. That's Daniel Reyes and Dan Lombardo. As always, mm-hmm. we manage to go off onto these tangents with these two all the time.
Yep.
It is what it is, right? So,
and I'm recording live from my wife's minivan, where you never know what I might find.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because it's the middle of summer, and you're going to need those gloves.
Yeah.
You never know.
Who knows what else? Who knows what else is in here?
Be prepared. So, how have you guys been over the last couple of weeks? 4th of July weekend was last weekend. I didn't blow anything up. I still got all my hands and fingers.
How many eyes you got?
I got them both. I got them both.
You got them both?
Good. I didn't light off any fireworks. I didn't go around anybody lighting off fireworks. So.
Oh my God! Is the shortage of fireworks? Is that a nationwide thing or is that a New York thing?
That's a New York thing. We didn't have a shortage. That's gonna
be a New York
here.
Thing, man.
Because I went to basically the way it works in New York twice a year. Twice a year, you can buy fireworks. Can't buy them year round. But there's pop up stores in, basically June, July, and November, December. So I guess for New Year's and for 4th of July. So mm-hmm. you get these tents that pop up, like the parking lot of Walmart or the parking lot of Sam's Club or something, and they sell fireworks. So I've bought variety packs from them in the past, and you know, usually you get the big one, and it's like 70 or 80 bucks, and you get a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there last week, and it was $210 for a comparable set, and I walked out, and I said something to my wife, and she's like, yeah, apparently there's a shortage, and that's driving the prices up, and blah, blah, blah. So. Yeah, sweet Jesus indeed. So luckily my father-in-law had some left over from last year, so we did those. But I'll be damned if I was going to pay $210 for, you know, some bottle rockets.
Nope.
So over here, it's like just a tinderbox, right?
Yeah.
And every county in Idaho had a ban on fireworks because they're afraid of fires. Except for my county. Because my county just said, deal with it.
Yeah. Everything around us will burn. We'll be okay.
And then guess what? Now we got a bunch of wildfires.
Well, you've got a heat wave going on, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we still do.
I hope that heat wave is gone by the time we go to Vegas here in a month, because it was like 119 in Vegas just a few days ago. And, you know, the heat's fine.
That's okay.
But it's like,
I don't mind.
Yeah, we'll be inside most of that, but still.
As somebody with heart problems, the heat is really bad for me.
Yeah.
This is great.
That's why you live up north.
Yeah.
It's a different heat. I know it sounds cliche, but it's a dry heat. And it's different.
Yeah.
You gotta stay hydrated though.
Yep.
Because you're sweating it off and not even knowing it.
It's
evaporating. It's evaporating as soon as it, you know, exits your body.
Yeah.
I played a round of golf, 18 holes in Phoenix on 4th of July, way back when. This is probably 2007, 2008, 2009, I don't know, somewhere in there. And it was about 109 in the morning when we were playing. And, we got hydrated with lemon water and Bloody Marys. So
there you go.
It's the wrong kind of hydration.
It is, but it was a good time.
The last couple of weeks have been weird. You guys know my dog died.
Yeah. Out of
nowhere. Yeah.
Baltar, we will miss you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Daniel, you know, I'm a dog person.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about your dog for like a week. I really have. because I know how you I know how much you love that guy, and I'm a dog person, and I know you never forget a good dog, and you know, I have dogs that I lost 10 years ago, and I still think about them every day. Yeah. So I know what you're feeling, man.
Yeah.
Also, our snowman here come the winter, right? I mean,
yeah, he was the corgi snow report. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So he passed away, and then I had family come up, not related. They just came up, and so it's been a weird 2 weeks, but good overall with the family. Stuff, so
glad the family was there with you.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
That was fun. On Monday, I hit you like the day after 4th of July, or maybe that was Tuesday morning. I hit you guys up with, here's the list of shit we need to get done over the next 30 days.
Yeah.
And Daniel's like, can we talk about this over the weekend when my family leaves? Yeah. Like, and that was it. We didn't talk in Messenger for like 3 days.
Yeah.
I saw that and I'm like, wow, Daniel just shut him down.
He did. He just, boom, slap in the face. Yeah.
I just knew I was too distracted with them.
Yeah,
man.
That's okay. I understand.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Anytime I'm posting stuff in there, if you guys are busy, then just don't respond. I'll get it. I understand. Which is usually what happens, ladies and gentlemen. When I make a post in Messenger, these two disappear for a couple of days. When one of them makes a post, they're commenting back and forth on it instantly for hours, and it just blows up my phone. So, you know.
Wait till we start messaging about toy shops in Vegas. Right?
Yeah. I'll enjoy that. I'll enjoy that. That'll be fun. Might not buy anything, but I'll enjoy it. So
there you go.
I am looking forward to that trip. And I do want to take a Tesla ride on that little automated little Tesla loop.
Oh, yeah.
So we should do that while we're there.
What is that?
So Tesla's got probably like 50, I don't know how many, of their cars as automated, I guess. There's a driver, but I don't think he touches the wheel. It's fully automated, and it goes from one spot in Vegas to another in their tube underground. The boring tunnel.
Really?
Underground shuttling system, essentially. Huh. So what used to take an hour to get across town from one side of a convention center to another or whatever it is, I don't know exactly what the loop is off the top of my head, now it takes like 10 minutes. So I want to try that. It's a taxi service that's fully automated. So I want to try that.
And it's underground.
It goes underground, in their tunnels.
But, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's cool, because when, you know, the nuclear holocaust comes, they'll have somewhere to retreat to restart humanity.
Yeah, just like the stand.
That'll be for us. All the billionaires are going to be in Mars.
Yeah, they'll be gone, speaking of which, I mean,
they're just trying to leave the planet.
Yeah, speaking of which, this gets into the news segment, because this is a big one.
Virgin Atlantic.
Attention all hands. It's time for Star Trek news.
So as you're pulling that up, Daniel, since I just dropped that on you real fast, this coming Sunday, and I think it's 10 a.m. Eastern time, I believe, Richard Branson will launch himself into space on the Virgin Galactic plane/shuttle thing that they've been developing since like 2006.
It's going right now, dude. The live stream's up right now.
Oh, it's today.
Yeah, it's right now.
I was thinking it was next week, but it's today. Damn it, it is right now. So Khalid's there. So whatever.
I'm watching it right now as you talk.
By the time everybody sees this, it's already happened. Never mind.
Yeah. We'll know if you made it or not by then.
This is why I'm not in charge of the news. I keep bringing up shit that already happened. This is the second time I've done that this year.
It's all right. It's a temporal anomaly.
It is. Yeah.
It's fine.
It
happens.
It's in the air right now, it looks like.
Yeah. So if he lands, he's got some
kind
of big
announcement,
too.
I can't listen to what they're saying.
So
if he
lands and makes it back alive, he's got some other big announcement as well.
If he lands, nice.
If he lands and makes it back alive, Bezos is going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah, because he'll be the first one out of the three, because it's Elon and Bezos and Branson that are all trying to be the first ones up there. So, which, you know, I think the one who's going to win that in the long run is Elon anyway. Just because he wasn't the first out of the three of them to get up there doesn't matter.
He's a little over 46,000 feet up right now.
Nice.
Yeah. And they're cruising about 342 miles per hour. So there you go.
Yep. So that's a...
They're just trying to go like suborbit, right?
It's technically space, but it's not in orbit. It's a large plane that then has a smaller plane on it that's got the rocket engine on it. They drop that small plane off the side, out of the middle, actually, of the large plane, and that boosts itself up into suborbit, although eventually it will be able to put itself into orbit and then land again and then take right back off. So it's fully reusable They're trying to get that to where it's as fast as a reusability anyway as what the Falcon 9s are that Elon's got, but we'll see.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Well, there's your live update, everybody.
Well, maybe somebody listening wouldn't have known, and then they can go back and watch the whole thing, you know, on YouTube afterwards, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either that or Branson dies, and then everybody knows about it in the next 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Then this is really bad afterwards. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. All right. So our first news story comes to us from ScreenRant.com, and the headline is Star Trek actor shoots down cancellation and reboot rumors. So if you don't know, this was making the rounds around trolling internet this week. But there was a rumor going around that CBS has had it with Kurtzman and the updated Star Trek, and they were going to completely pull the plug on everything. Because that makes sense. You know, they're only shooting shows right now, but they're done with it.
Yeah. Right.
So Anson Mount retweeted those rumors and put a gif of Chekhov kind of like grinning like an idiot, like, you guys were stupid.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah. No, Star Trek is not canceled, guys.
No.
Yeah, it's booming. So
it really is. I mean, there's no way. Now, with that said, though, because of the way this is working on the streaming side, there's no way for us to know numbers. There's no way for us to know or calculate revenue out of it, right? So that's kind of a difficult thing.
No, there's no way.
There's just no way. With that said, though, they wouldn't be doing everything that they're doing if they didn't already have that revenue or those. I mean, they have the revenue numbers. They have the streaming numbers. They have the total of watches, right? They have all that. So,
well, to give you an idea, right? So we know that the Tomorrow War was one of the biggest movies for Amazon, right?
Yep.
And the last report I saw was it was estimated 2 million people watched it.
On opening weekend. 2 million hours. That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
I watched it as well.
So, yeah. So for a movie opening, that's only like $20 million at 10 bucks, a ticket. So that's really low for a box office. But for streaming, it's great. So we don't know what Star Trek numbers are. But, you know, it gives you a ballpark of what's considered a massive success.
Yeah, and if you haven't watched the Tomorrow War yet, then you haven't missed anything, and unless you're just desperate and don't know what to watch.
Oh, dude, I watched last night after my family left.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I mean, it would be one thing if I could say, "Oh, it's just a fun summer blockbuster kind of thing." It wasn't even that. It wasn't even fun. It was just kind of like,
it's like so many sci-fi movies put together.
I would have rather watched Starship Troopers over again than
the Tomorrow War
with Chris Pratt
on Amazon.
Amazon, yeah.
It's called Who's in it?
Chris Pratt.
Okay.
Had that gone to theaters, it would have flopped.
Yeah.
They would have called it a flop.
It's about these people show up from the future, they say, and they say that 30 years in the future, aliens have invaded the Earth and we need your help from the past to come to the future and save us. Yeah.
Okay. That's making my head hurt, but
yeah, I mean, that part's not that, I mean, and the way they tied it up at the end, that part's not as bad. It's all the other things in between that are bad. Kind of like, you know, just everybody in the whole film is serious. And then there's Chris Pratt.
Right.
Being Chris Pratt. From Community.
Yeah.
Not even Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy. Just Chris Pratt from Community. That was him. The whole damn...
Parks and Rec.
Whatever. I've never watched it, so I don't care. I mean, I've seen the clips, so I get his character, but yeah. So.
Yeah.
At any rate.
All right.
Enough of that.
Next news story comes to us from TrekMovie.com. And John Delancey hints that Starship Picard may be the swan song for Q. Well, yeah. I mean, what did you guys expect?
Well, it's not though. It's the swan song. It's the swan song for him being Q, sure,
right?
But not for Qs in general, unless they all die.
But he's Q.
I mean,
they're all named Q,
right?
So.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, unless they all die off, then
anybody
could be a Q. So what's
Oh God, do you think that's the storyline, that the Qs are being threatened and Picard's got to help save them?
Oh Lord. Yeah, I mean, I don't
know. That kind of would make sense now.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently, Grandpa Q is giving up way too much in these cameos he keeps doing.
Yeah.
And just talking about how he says Q is back. It's kind of a different Q, I must say, an older Q. There's no question about it. It's been great. I've enjoyed working with Patrick Stewart, and I've really enjoyed working with Brent Spiner. So we didn't know that Data's back.
Well, we don't know that Data's back. He could be playing the brother that we didn't know about until last year.
What if they made Data a Q? Android Q. I wouldn't put it against them.
Could be lore.
Is it possible to be annoyed about a show you haven't even watched
yet? It is. This is what being a Trek fan means. The definition of being a Trek fan is annoyed about what's coming down the pipe before you've seen it, loving it once you've watched it, and loving it even more 10 years later after you've roasted it. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? Q could be at the end of this. Everything could be status quo. Picard is a human being again. Data's an android again, who's not gone, not dead. Or who knows? He could make Data a person. Who knows? I mean, it's Q. They can literally do anything.
Yeah.
The other thing that kind of leaked out of these cameo posts is he did mention that he's going to be in multiple episodes. The quote was, "I've got two more episodes to do." So he's in at least two.
Well, if the whole arc is about resetting the timeline and everything else, then he'd be in almost every episode.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
That's the other thing. It could be, Brent Spiner playing 1988 Data or 1991 Data as they, hit different time periods.
Right. There was an update on this story. It says he's going to be doing six episodes, three back-to-back episodes. So he's in for three, gone a little bit, back for another three. Yeah.
So that would be the first three and the last three, probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
He'd have to be in the season finale. If the arc of the story is what we think it is, then he'd have to be almost.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah.
He's probably in the last 10 seconds of the first episode.
Yeah.
The two after that, gone for a little while, and then the final three.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
That's my guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is whatever. All sounds good. Did you get the...
Ray is going to hand him the lightsaber. He's going to look really disappointed, and then it's going to fade to black.
Do you think we'll get other cues?
Probably. I mean, my opinion, probably not. Mm-hmm. I think you start muddying things. It'd be like saying, let's make a Spider-Man movie, and let's have seven villains all at once instead of one. You muddy it down.
Oh, they'd never do that.
That's exactly what they're
doing. That's right. Sorry.
Well, it's like if they made a Flash movie and put two different Batman in it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. So.
Let's see. No, so I got a couple of quick news stories. The first one is from Factory Entertainment. These guys are a props replica company, and they have created a limited edition Star Trek The Next Generation medical set. So you can get a hypo spray, some vials for it, the little hand scanner that goes to your tricorder.
What about a cortical stimulator?
Ooh, it doesn't look like that's in here. That might be for the upgrade.
Forget it. I'm out.
Oh, well, I don't know, man. It's got a low, low price right now. If you pre-order it right now, you can get it at the discount, get a $20 discount, and it would bring it down to about $375.
Can I get two?
Yes. You can also make a
but
payment
wait,
plan.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
It slices. It dices.
Yeah. It's a pretty pricey toy. The discount ends on August 9th if anybody's interested. So
let me put that on my calendar. Yeah, got it.
Yeah. I'll just 3D print them out of the replicator. So
yeah. And our last news story. I had to bring in something fun because it's been a week.
Yeah.
A week. This is from Collider. Some glorious, glorious news. Paddington 3 begins filming a very polite sequel in early 2022. We don't know anything about the plot.
Warning! Warning!
Yeah.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Yep.
I am hoping it's finally Paddington versus Ted as they band together to take on Yogi. Yeah. And Yogi can be the Thanos of the Talking Bear cinematic universe. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know you want Yogi and Pooh and Paddington all together. The Polite Bear Council.
Oh, boy. So there was one other news article, too, that I saw, and this is Giant Freaking Robot, of course.
Oh, yeah.
These are the guys who are just, you know, prophets to the stars. They always know things before everybody else does, and they always turn out to be true. But apparently,
They're getting better, actually.
But apparently, season three, Picard script has leaked, and he's got a son in season three. Because if you recall, they were writing season two and season three back to back, and they were going to film them. Well, at one point, they talked about filming them back to back. So so that leaked. He's got a son he didn't know about.
He's got a son he didn't know about.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, isn't
so here's the question. Do we know mom?
Well, it speculates that the mom is what's her name from Insurrection, that he was on the Baku planet. That lady that he had a brief little survey with.
Oh, I'm thinking we know that Q is supposed to take him into a future of what if. So maybe that's why he has a son. It's a what if he had a son.
I mean for season three, not season two that's coming.
Oh, okay.
So this is after all of that. So, yeah, who knows? But, I mean, interesting thought.
Yeah, but still, that could be in some alternate timeline that's created in season two.
Yeah.
That could be, Wesley's younger stepbrother. the love child of Beverly and Jean-Luc.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe his son runs the diplomatic tactical force.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for the news.
All right, that's all the news stories I got.
Okay, back to feedback.
Hailing frequencies. Open.
All right, so on the feedback side, I got a couple of donations from the coffee account. First one is from Hey, It's Cujo. That's Andrew Chu. And he says,
nice.
Couldn't fit the message in here, so please check the old chat is wrong email. Coffee's on me, boys. Yeah, I can't wait to read that email. I'll get to that. Then we've got Eric Woods. 4 days ago, he says, just book travel, room, and convo passes for Vegas. Can't wait. I hope we can find a place that serves warp core breaches for the Trekcast meetup. And, yeah, we'll figure out something. That's for sure. And then 4 hours. Yeah, looking forward to it. That's going to be great, Eric. Then 4 hours ago, Mike Medina bought a coffee for us, so we appreciate that, Mike.
Thank you.
Those are
nice,
the recent donations. Yeah. Appreciate that, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks,
it.
Everybody.
Let me get where I've got this email pulled up and get ready for it. And then you tell me what else you got before I read that.
Oh, yeah. I've got some feedback from the Facebook group. Got some questions. One from Sam. Well, a couple questions from Sam. First one is, if replicated food is just repurposed shit, do you think you eventually run out of nutrients after being absorbed by enough bodies, especially on a starship mission that's so long?
I don't think so, because I think it's probably created at the molecular level. So
yeah,
it's not, you're not going to run out of nutrients as long as you have, you know, protons, neutrons, and electrons. You can create whatever you want.
Yeah, it's energy. Mm-hmm. Right? It's energy into matter, but if it's also reconstituted stuff, right, you do eventually run out of enough of that stuff. So that's where the energy comes into play. Where you have a constant need of energy as well to put into that. So think of two ways that stuff gets put in there. One is just energy to matter conversion, and the other one is matter to energy back to matter again.
And we know that, you know, Miles O'Brien loved his replicator rations, or the field rations.
Yeah, he likes field rations.
So they have those too to help.
Yep.
So yeah. And his other question was, which series do we think had the best phasers?
I liked Enterprises.
Yeah, I'm partial to Enterprises phasers because, you know, they look like an actual sidearm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know TOS had those too, but
I was never really fond of the TNG ones, and until they became, you know, in the movies they became the big rifle variants. Those were cool, but
I like the first season TNG phasers that look like a dustbuster.
Yeah, little tiny thing. Yeah.
No, the big one, because they had the little ones, and then they also had the big one.
Yeah.
But it was like the front of it was huge, and the color of it looked like a 1980s dustbuster.
Yep.
Like, you know what? I'm gonna clean my quarters and take out some Klingons.
Well, maybe they just evaporated it and just turned it into.
That's it. Yeah. You turn the Klingons into dust, and then all right, let me just clean up. That's it. Multi-purpose.
And there's your matter equipment back into, you know, reconstituted for the replicators.
There you go.
So that's it. So when you're eating that food in 10 forward, you're eating dead Klingons.
Yeah. Don't tell me the Federation's not bloodthirsty. I mean, there you go. eat our enemies.
So I know it's not one of the TV shows, but I really like the phasers in the JJ movies. Yeah. I like that they would kind of like flip out and like, almost like they're reloading a shell and like,
Well, and they went from one setting to another. They'd flip around. That was so cool. I did like those. I did like those a lot.
Yeah.
And those the sounds good. And everything. They did a great job. I mean,
it felt like when they shot, like there was weight behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they also, they went from like a beam to a bolt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that gives more of a realistic type feel to it.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah.
I agree. No, those were good. Man, it makes me want to 3D print one now. I've got such a list of things I want to print and never have time to print anything. Like I haven't even printed that second brick yet for Vegas. Anyway, that yellow color of resin has a very distinct odor to it, unlike the gray that I was using before, which did not. So now printing in here means that smell is in the entire house, because obviously the HVAC is right over there.
Oh.
So the gray never seemed to bother anybody, but the yellow is a different odor, and so it really smells, and it just sucks it throughout the whole house. So I have to do this in the garage.
So you need to print a new room. To do your printing.
Yep. I need to 3D print a filter for the 3D printer. Now, I got to do it in the garage at some point. It's been just, you know, either hot or rainy or whatever. And so, or I've just been busy and haven't made the time to do it. So, but I'll get a second one done.
So we do got one other question from Steve Lovelace. And he wants to know, will Q erase most of season one? I'm guessing you mean season one of Picard. And will he break the fourth wall doing so?
I don't think he's gonna break the fourth wall. That's never been a Star Trek thing.
Yeah. I mean, Deadpool Q does sound kind of fun, but no.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
I mean, they might do it in a short. They could do that in a short. See, that's where the beauty of the shorts was. You know, the only time they really pulled it right. Well, maybe not pulled it and pulled it right. But the one that I really enjoyed was the Tribbles one, and then they made the commercial afterwards and all that. And that was great. They need more shorts like that are just funny as shit.
I feel like we liked a lot of the shorts overall. Yeah. Like there was a few we did, but overall, we like.
I didn't
them.
Like the singing Spock so. In the elevator, and I didn't like the Training Day one where Anson Mount had the weird black hood thing over his face. But other than that,
that was weird.
they're pretty good. And that one with the Tribbles, obviously, is my favorite with the guy who does the voice.
The Saru one was good too in the first season of that.
Yeah, that was good. And of course, Calypso was good with the Discovery being 1,000 years in the future or whatever. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But.
So I don't know. What do you think? You think he's going to race season one?
I don't know. I think he's going to make Picard real boy.
Yeah.
He's going to be his fairy godmother. Comes in. Yeah. I think that's happening.
I think it's going to be Tapestry 2.
Yeah.
That's what I really think it's going to be. And not just for him. Because you see Seven wake up with no implants on her face.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, you know, what's going to happen for the other. And you know, if that's happening for Picard and that's happening for her, that could be where Brent Spiner comes in.
And she's got a wedding ring when she wakes up with no.
I wonder who that's going to be.
Oh, no. Chakotay.
Yeah, Mary Chakotay. Oh, yeah. We'll see. They need a Voyager. They need someone from Voyager to show up. Maybe she just have Harry Kim show up. She's married to him.
He's still an ensign.
They need to do that. They could make a short of just what's going on during, you know, Picard, and it's just Harry Kim, and he's still a freaking ensign. I mean, that would just be hysterical. I mean, seriously.
Oh, that'd be
great. And he's still an ensign on Voyager. It's a completely different crew.
You know,
no one else is on the ship still except him.
That's a Lower Decks thing, man. They would bring him back.
Okay, perfect. Yes, put him on Lower. And you know Garrett Wang is up for that, right?
He's down for that. Yeah.
So, anyway.
All right. Well, that's all the feedback I've got.
All right, now I've got this email from Andrew. So he says, Chad, today we're going to have our day, your day. For far too long, we've been denied the gift that is your singing on the show.
You've
had multiple attempts at it, but have sadly been shot down by Space Ranger Dan time and time again. That changes today. With the year that we've all been having, I think we can all agree that the sun is shining bright once again because it's been a long night and we're trying to find our way. Been through the darkness, but we'll finally have our day.
So poetic.
Yeah, and we will see our dreams come alive at last. We will touch the sky, and Dan's not going to hold you down no more. No, they're not going to change my mind because I've got faith. Of the heart.
Oh, God.
I'm going where my heart will take me. I've got faith to believe I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul, and no one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star. You guys can join anytime.
Hey,
to quote American Idol judge Randy Jackson. That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Thank you, Andrew. You love guys.
Can you can you fire up the 3D printer and print some handles? Maybe you can carry that tune if it had handles.
The whole time I was thinking about this morning, I kept thinking, what if I started singing that as country, right? So
yes.
Country Chad instead.
Country Chad.
So
Country Chad.
That would be funny. So it's been a long
Oh, don't day. Worry. It was funny.
Getting from there to here. Anyway,
you know, at the convention they usually do like karaoke night. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they do.
So,
if that wasn't good enough, Andrew, I'm sorry. It's early still. I've had two cups of coffee. I was trying to break into in the middle of it instead of starting it from the beginning. So that's tough. And of course, my wife upstairs is probably awake now, going, "What in the is he doing?" All right, that was our.
Well, let's get into our main topic.
Let's go for it. Okay, this week's topic is A Fistful of Datas, which is the 134th episode of TNG. It was a season 6, episode 8 show. Original air date, November 9th, 1992. And this is...
Oh, so you got the Wikipedia up, too.
Yeah. And that's all I need is that. That's all I need is that. The rest of it,
I'm just reading it just as you're saying it.
So, no, this is a great... This is a fun episode. I mean, yeah. When is it ever a good idea to hook data up to a computer?
So, is there a synopsis there for the people at home?
It's a long one, but I can just tease it out. Basically,
it's a long one. Sorry.
I'm going to break that out. That's twice now, Dan. No, the synopsis is they've got a delay of waiting for some resupply ship. I forget the name of the movie now. Anyway, or the ship anyway that's doing the resupply. So they've got like 2 days to wait.
The Vigo.
Yeah. The what?
I think it was the Vigo. Wasn't that the ship?
The Biku.
The Carpathian?
The Biku or the Biko.
Yes. You are like buzzing of flies to him.
That took me a second. I'm like, what the? Oh, yeah, that guy. The little short guy with the squiggly hair.
Yeah, it's a deep cut.
It is a deep cut. I love it. Where's my...
Warning, warning. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
No, so they got like 48 hours to pretty much... It's the Biku because I'm looking at the plot. Anyway, so they got 48 hours to do whatever they want to. And I love how this episode starts off with Picard getting annoyed by someone coming into his quarters every 5 seconds, which is great. And he's trying to play the flute, obviously. But no, so they've got time to...
I love that they started a TV episode with, we ain't got shit to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how the show starts.
That is pretty much how it starts. But it's fantastic because Worf comes in at one point being like, I'm trying to do this. And he's like, no. And he's like, I want to do this. No. He's like, go take some time off. And then you find out Worf is trying to find things to do so he doesn't have to spend time with his son because he is the world's best father.
Because he's just the world's worst father.
It is so bad. I mean, it's so bad.
Terrible.
And so that's when the real plot of this episode starts. It's that Alexander Rushenko wants to do a holodeck program in the American Old West. And at the same time, Geordi and Data are futzing around with Data's brain in the computer core, screw things up, and that's where things start to go south in the holodeck program with Worf and Alexander. So that's the basic synopsis of the episode. It's a fun episode, though. With all that said, it's a fun episode.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see Worf being like, wait a minute, this is fun. You know, I get to kick mm-hmm. people's butt. This is great. So he makes the one little reference. I love it. They're walking through town, and there's a lady like in a broth or whatever calling down to Worf. And he looks over at Alexander, and he's like, who helped you make this? And he's like, Barkley.
Yeah.
Of course Barkley did.
Barkley
that
did, right? So,
yeah.
That was great. Overall, it's an excellent episode. It's a good one to just pull out and watch whenever. It's a fun
episode. You know, I like the characterization at the... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I like the beginning, like you said. It opens up with Picard. He just wants to... He's got 48 hours of time off. I just want to sit in my room, play with my flute, and be left alone. And everybody keeps coming in with just little things, just little nonsense things. But there were some good callbacks in here to like not lesser known, but one-off episodes. There were a couple callbacks. You know, the flute he's playing, it's the Resikin flute from The Inner Light.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like that they do a callback to that.
Which begs the question, how come he's not better at it?
Because he was never good at it. That was the whole thing.
He just remembers being good at it.
I was going to say, because by the end of Inner Light, he's actually pretty good at it. Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the thing, or no?
But if you don't keep it up, you lose it.
Yeah, but it took him, I think the point of that was that he was never really a musician. Yeah. It took him 80 years to learn to play one song. So, but there was a callback to that. There's also a callback to the episode where Data's writing poetry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that was cool. They called
Spots
back to that.
Food recipes.
Yeah. Yep. Because that was a thing. Yeah. He was you know, feline supplement 742 or
whatever it was.
127. Yeah. I watched it this morning.
Yeah. Okay. 127.
Warning! Warning! Nerd alert!
There you go.
Nerd alert!
Indeed.
I'm dishing those out today.
So I think it's only this episode and maybe the next episode that Geordi has a beard. Like, he has the beginning one in this episode, and I think he has it in the next episode, and then that's it. But I remember reading a long time ago that the reasoning behind that is he was getting married, and he wanted to have a beard for his wedding. So he convinced them. He convinced them to, you know, I don't want to go full Riker, but just give me a couple of weeks.
They should have just had a couple of episodes where all the guys have beards.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Just all of them. They just grow.
Yeah, it's like no, like it's November. Yeah. It's
no Shave November on TNG. That would have been great.
I do like that. According to the Wikipedia, Patrick Stewart directed this episode.
That's probably why he's not in it very much.
Yeah.
He's in the first 5 minutes, and that's pretty much it.
What was up with his gray? Maybe I just haven't watched enough of TNG lately to remember him wearing that gray uniform like that more often, but I don't recall seeing that too much. What was the – is that just his I'm on duty, leave me alone uniform?
That is – okay, you know the jacket that he wears sometimes? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the shirt that he wears under the jacket.
And all of a sudden, in one scene, he's got that jacket on as if he's getting ready to like meet or greet someone of importance, right? That's usually when he wears that jacket.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird to me. I don't know.
I don't know. I just, you know, he's at home.
Yeah.
You don't wear your jacket at home.
Well, no, you don't.
So I think he was just comfortable.
Right, you don't. But, I don't know. Just seemed different.
So I found a quote from the Memory Alpha where Patrick Stewart talks about directing this episode specifically.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, there was a rumor running around the production offices for some months that a Western episode was coming up. And of course, every director was eager to get a hold of it because everyone feels that they have at least one Western in them. Originally, another director was assigned to the episode, but there was a switch, much to Stewart's delight. Quote, there's nothing that I have done in my career anywhere that could match the amazing thrill of directing a Western. So, there you go. He dug it.
Yeah. I mean, this was literally one of those bottle episodes where everything is, you know, the shots of the ship are stock shots. Everything is filmed on the ship in freestanding sets. And those that aren't, on Western sets, which are freestanding in Southern California.
Yeah, you're just always go walk up to them.
I remember, taking the studio tour at Universal years ago in Hollywood and seeing the Western sets that had been there since, 1952 or whatever. And it was funny because, they were saying, okay, it's basically an X. And the buildings have two sides. So, the beginning of the movie is this town, so you shoot from this angle. And the middle of the movie is in this town, so you shoot from this angle. And then the end of the movie takes place in the next town, so we go on the other side and shoot at this angle.
Mm-hmm.
And bang, that's the whole movie. Tomorrow we're shooting a different movie. Let's change the signage. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally, there's 300 Westerns that have all been shot on the same town square
over
the years. And I think that's great.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think that's great. You know, 25 years later, when they did Enterprise and they did the Western episode of Enterprise, it was probably shot in the same exact place that this was.
Yep.
So I'm interested to, I'm wondering, I know like standard SAG contracts say that if you play your own twin, you get paid twice for that episode. So I'm wondering how many times Brent Spiner, how much he got paid for.
Oh yeah,
for this, because he played Data. He played Data. He played, you know, the bad guy, the bad guy's father, the bad guy's henchman, the lady at the brothel. You know, I don't know.
I'm sure they worked out something there because some of those scenes are pretty quick, but
yeah. But if you have a line, like, there's certain levels of what you're supposed to get paid.
So what was nice, though, is that every time that Brent Spiner started putting on his Western accent and, you know, when he started talking, I always reminded me of him on Night Court.
Yeah.
That was the character he was playing, was that guy from Night Court.
So I love this episode. It's one of my favorites. So much so that I have this.
Ah, Sheriff War.
Oh, I got one of those.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've also got the Alexander that goes with it.
Cool.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah.
They could have done
stuff. They got a couple of those. They have Troy and, I think they have Troy and Data as the bad guy's father.
Oh, I haven't come across those yet.
Yeah.
They're out there. Love, that's cool. Troy's reactions when she's first there in the sheriff's office there, her reactions to what was going on and the looks on her face. They were great. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So fun.
Yeah. Marina Sirtis is not a smoker.
No,
I can tell you that. I'm watching her smoke that cigar. I'm like, that's not real.
Yeah.
So I couldn't help. When was this from? 1990 something.
I look it back up here. 92.
I can't help it now when I watch these older episodes. I can't help but compare them to the current style of Star Trek that we have now. Just like when we watch a new episode of Star Trek now, I can't help but compare it to 1988, 1992, whatever. And I find myself now, I don't know if you guys do this, but I find myself saying, this story would not have resolved the same way if it was filmed today.
Oh yeah, no.
Or this, yeah, like little things, like, you know, at the end, Worf, just instead of killing the bad guys, he tells them, you know, don't show your face in town,
right?
And they walk away, and I don't know. I kind of feel like if this was Discovery, it would have been a bloodbath, or, you know. There would have been two deputies. There would have been Alexander and, you know, Ensign Barnaby, and come to find out that, you know, Barnaby was raped by the holodeck character, or whatever, raped by Holodata or whatever. It made me wonder if
in Strange New Worlds, are we going to get a holodeck episode? Because if they're supposed to be one-off episodes, I would love a random holodeck episode.
Well, they can't.
Oh, they can. They can't they really.
Yeah.
They can't if they're going to respect canon.
Well, they already didn't with Discovery. They already had a holodeck program in Discovery with Ash Tyler and what's his name, the first captain of Discovery, Lorca, doing training exercises against Klingons.
Mm-hmm.
It was all in a holodeck. If you recall that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So, I mean, they've already established that. And if you read the book, The Enterprise War, about where the Enterprise was during the Klingon War, instead of being where they are, you know, instead of being in the war, holodeck's on there, too.
Well, none of us has watched the animated series, but I've read that there was supposed to be a holodeck-like device in the animated series.
Yeah. I need to go watch that one of these days. I keep meaning to, and I just...
I don't know if you need to, but okay.
Well, you know, just for the hell of it. Just have it running while I'm doing dishes or something. I don't know. So.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I have you here, Chad, to remind me what happened in Discovery season one, because honestly, you know, I only watched it once. Yeah. And
and the brain forgets trauma.
I'm watching it again.
I only watched it once. I don't really feel like watching it again.
You know, it's funny. I've said that.
I'm sure at some point I might, but
I've said that for a couple of years now too, that like there's no need whatsoever to try to, and I tried at one point to watch it again, like just like a year later or a year and a half later, and it just was still raw and still sucked. I remember saying on the show that, that with all the mystery gone, there's just really it felt worse. But I started watching the first season, the first two episodes anyway, like, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I think I'm on episode, getting ready to watch episode 3 sometime this week. Slowly just fitting it in whenever, if I've got nothing else hot burning to have on the TV while I'm doing whatever else I'm doing. I've been throwing it on. So I don't know. It's still everything I thought it was way back when. I haven't really changed my opinion on it, but at the same time, it's new Trek to watch all over again because, you know,
yeah,
it is what it is.
I must be getting old. I'm an old fart because, you know, I flipped through Tubi, which is just all old TV shows. Yeah. You know, there's nothing on Tubi.
Glorious.
Yeah, but there's nothing on Tubi that's newer than 5 or 10 years old.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I flip through there, and I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And I'm sitting there the other night, and I'm thinking, yeah, how much money I could save canceling all these other subscription services and just watching reruns of NYPD Blue. And Alien Nation for a little while.
it's amazing how much I go to Tubi. Like, it's so entertaining.
Never watched anything on it at all.
You no? Once you start, you won't stop, dude. It's free.
I know, but I mean, like,
I mean, do you have? It's basically the reruns app is basically what it is. So,
but it has movies too, like real movies, like The Hunger Games on there. I don't know. Other ones.
You know what I equate it to? It's like what USA Network was 20 years ago.
Up all night?
Where
Yeah.
No. But what I mean, like Saturday afternoon, you put on USA Network and it's 3 episodes of Knight Rider and then 2 episodes of Airwolf and then a movie from 7 years ago.
Is it T-U-B-I? Mm-hmm. Is that how you Okay.
Yes.
Yes. But there's also obscure shit on there. Like the 2 made-for-TV Captain America movies from 1978 and 1979.
Yeah. I watched a couple of episodes of MasterChef Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was interesting.
Is it all in Spanish?
But there's old. There's...
Yeah, see. Yeah, it's all in Spanish. Yeah.
That'd be a good way to learn.
Well, I'm probably not going. Probably not going
to learn Spanish
that.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's old cartoons on there too, so my son ends up watching it. Excuse me.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah. And actually, so I watched A Fistful of Datas. I watched this morning before the show. I woke up before everybody. I went downstairs, I watched it. My son woke up and came down and I was halfway through the episode. So I, you know, took the headphones off, turned the volume back on, paused it. Brought him up to speed on what had happened, and he watched the rest of the episode with me, and he enjoyed it. And it's weird though; it's like he won't ask to watch Star Trek, but if it's on and he watches it with me, he enjoys it.
You know why, right?
But that's it. He's not like put another one on.
You know why, right? It's quality time with his father.
That's what it is.
Yep.
That's what I was going to say.
So, If I'm watching TNG, my youngest will come and sit down and watch it with me. Nobody else in the family will. but you know, if I tell them, hey, I'm going to go watch something, then none of them will want to. They'll have something else they have to do. But if they happen to catch me in the middle of it, maybe Bella will sit down and watch it with me. So Bella and I are a lot alike.
I'm thinking about trying to watch Star Trek 2009 with him.
Oh yeah.
That one is very, you know, it's very action oriented. I think he might enjoy that.
There's cuss words in there, but I mean, he's old enough for a few of those. They're not.
Yeah, yeah, he's starting to hear those now, and
he would probably love.
I have to turn to him when we watch stuff. I have to turn to him and say, you know, that's it's not a word, right? Yeah, no, Dad. Okay. Yeah.
Those are good times, though. I mean, I watched Explorers the other night with Bella, and that's a Ethan Hawke, a 1985 movie, River Phoenix. That was one of my favorites as a kid when I was little and watched that movie. So I get to watch an old show like that and share those things with your kids. It's kind of nice, you know. So it's good time.
Yeah, enjoy the quality time. He's got me playing Minecraft with him. So
nice.
It's not my favorite thing to do, but he gets really excited about Dad playing Minecraft with him. So
I've had those days.
Which is essentially, you know, it's just Legos, the video game is all it is. He's just building with cubes.
Yeah, crafting.
And he builds all different things.
Oh yeah. I've had a decade of playing Minecraft with the kids. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
He just likes building stuff. He doesn't always like do the fighting. I don't know if there's like missions or whatever.
We do Hunger Games in there. So when we all three drop into like a small world where it's not infinite, and then we have a 5 minute timer, and at 5 minutes, whatever we've got, go take each other out. So there's usually three of us in there at once, and whoever wins and gets the last Coke in the house or the last cookie or whatever. So it's a lot of fun. So, we haven't done that in a long time, actually. Olivia's 18 now. She's a CNA at the hospital, going to be going to college full-time here in September. So, she's all grown up all of a sudden. So,
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. Can you actually get Klingon fire wine in Kansas City? I'm just curious.
I don't think so.
You'll have to find out.
I'll have to look now.
For those who didn't get that joke, there's a point in this episode where Worf tries to order Klingon fire wine at the saloon, and the bartender says, "We don't got that fancy stuff. What do you think this is, Kansas City?" So
that was pretty good.
What do you think,
Chad? That's your mission.
I'll look for it
next time you're in Kansas City.
What do you think the Klingon fire wine is most approximated to? Like moonshine? Is it just? Straight up lighter fluid?
Fire wine. It's probably,
it's going to have to be a dry red wine of some kind that's like got a very distinct odor to it. It's like smoky. I don't know.
I think it's just blood wine with a lot of cinnamon in it.
Yuck.
It's just Fireball.
Yeah, it's Fireball. There it is.
It's Fireball.
It's Fireball. Yep. Anything with Red Bull in it.
It's actual jet fuel. Yeah. That's all it is.
Only their three stomachs can handle it, or whatever they have. So, okay.
Hey, so I haven't had a chance to ask Dan. Dan, what do you think of these He-Man trailers?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm excited. I hope it's not a letdown. I hope it's not super woke. There's some rumors about that it's going to be super woke. There's been some gender swapping and some race swapping. Yeah. And, you know, there's some people that are upset about that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's He-Man. It's not Superman.
Right.
It's not like, you wake up and open the newspaper and they're like, starting in September, you know, He-Man's going to be Asian or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, did I say He-Man or
said
Superman?
He-Man, but it's
Superman's going to be. Yeah, Superman's going to be Asian or something. Where, you know, Superman is such an iconic character. Everybody in the world. What?
I don't know. But
no, what if I just picked a race out of the air?
Just giving you shit.
Asian, Hispanic, African American, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is it's He-Man. It's not right. Superman. It's not it's not the same stature. Batman, whatever.
Yeah.
And to find out, you know, starting next week, you know, Bruce Wayne is going to be a Chinese lesbian or something. I don't know. But
which is my favorite Batman, the Chinese
lesbian. It is. Chinese lesbian. I mean, who doesn't like Chinese lesbians?
Indeed. Anyway.
China.
Sorry. So my thought is,
you know, I who love does Kevin love Chinese lesbians?
Who?
John Cena. Because he loves everything.
Yes,
about
he does.
Indeed, he does.
John Cena.
Yeah. No. So I love Kevin Smith, right? He's one of my favorite directors, but I don't love everything he does. And like in the past, when he's done comic books, he typically does something really cool, but also really bad, like in equal amounts. So like when he was doing some Batman stories. He's the one who came up with the idea that the bat symbol is made out of the gun that killed his parents. Like, it's that metal. And I thought
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
How did Bruce Wayne get his hands on that?
There's like a story where he tracks it down, finds it in a pawn shop, and buys it. Yeah, because he through the serial numbers or whatever. And then he melts it down, and it's the plate that protects him.
That's kind of cool. You know?
Yeah.
Baby boy grew up one day to take the gun that killed me and melted it down into a chest plate that he uses to kill criminals with, you know, to protect himself while he's killing criminals. That's a sweetheart story.
But he's also the same writer who's put in a scene where Batman is so scared he pees his pants.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. So see what I mean? Like, so I'm.
He did
like,
that? Really?
Yeah, he did that. Yeah. So while I'm excited for He-Man, I'm just waiting for that other shoe to drop.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured it out yet, this is what we call a hashtag tangent. Okay, we're done with Fistful of Dollars. We're stopping to talk about Trek anymore, and now we're on to He-Man,
Fistful
Batman, and Chinese lesbians. So, continue, gentlemen.
He-Man, Batman, and Chinese lesbians. I think we got
a title right there. One that will definitely get an uptick on Chartable in China. You know.
China.
Oh, I mean, we're going to shoot up some numbers in Norway with this.
Boy. Speaking of which, I didn't even bring up the numbers. I forgot all about that. Forget it. I already closed out of that window.
Yeah.
So that He-Man drops the same day as the new Snake Eyes movie.
Yeah.
The G.I. Joe Snake Eyes movie. So, which there's some, again, same thing. There's some controversy around that because they have race swapped that character. He was originally a blonde Caucasian, and now he's, you know, now he's Asian. But I think the actor is, I think he's mixed race. I think he's actually only half Asian.
Oh, I don't know, but it was weird to me that they were showing his face regardless.
Well,
yeah, well, I think it's supposed to be a prequel type thing. So, but I mean, I saw some trailers for that, and you know, it's ninjas and kung fu and guns. So, you know, it looks, I don't want to say it looks good. It looks fun.
It looks fun. That's a good answer.
And I hope in addition to being fun, it's also good.
Yeah.
And I hope it leads to better things for that franchise, because there's a lot of potential there. I think I hope they learn the lessons from Bumblebee,
where
you know we can do these things, we can modernize these things, but also pay respect to the you know, the old subject matter that it comes from. So I hope they don't stray too far. I don't know, we'll see. Either way, July 23rd is going to be like super 80s day for me.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
I went with some of my cousins to see Black Widow.
Yeah, how was that?
We all came out saying the same thing. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
Wasn't amazing. Wasn't great. Like, yeah, it was fine.
We're going to be watching that at home next weekend. My oldest daughter's in town. She's on a little senior road trip with some friends. And so next weekend we're going to watch it. It's $30 to watch it at home, but it's also $30 to go to the theater.
Oh, is it?
So,
And at home you can pause it. You can get whatever food you want.
Rewind it, start it again if you miss something.
Yeah.
Now, how long do you have it for if you buy it at
home?
I
think it's 24 hours, but I don't know. I haven't tried. Yeah. I haven't tried any of those premiere things yet like that to know. Well, I think we did on one of them that was only like 15, and it was 48 hours to watch it once you rented it, which we were watching it right then and there, so whatever. But then I think one of the girls went back and watched it again like the next day or something. I forget which one it was. But
So Daniel, is it a prequel? Does it take place before the Avengers films? Okay.
It takes place right after Civil War.
Oh, right after Civil War. Okay.
Yeah, and they do a pretty good job of like letting you know.
Well, I'll have to go watch Civil War again in between this week and next week, and then go watch that. Okay, cool. We started.
I don't know. Doctor Strange last night.
I started watching Doctor Strange last night with Bella. She hasn't seen that one yet. She's seen a lot of the Marvel movies, but not all of them. So we started Doctor Strange last night. Of course, it was about halfway through at midnight, so we stopped, and then we're going to watch the rest.
Nice.
Of it,
yeah.
So. Yeah.
My son and I have been watching the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
Oh, cool!
Movies. Yeah. They're we did one and two. I don't have three on DVD, and it's not available to stream without paying for it.
Did you ever watch the comic book movie with Miles Morales with him?
Oh yeah, we saw that.
Great. Yeah, that's right. I think I remember you saying that.
He really enjoyed it. Yeah, the initial scene was a bit much where Kingpin murders Spider-Man.
Yeah.
In front of my 6-year-old son.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember turning. I'm covering his face. I turned to my wife. I'm like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
But from that point on, it was great, and he's seen it at home multiple times after that, and he really likes that. So, but I figured the next Spider-Man movie is supposed to, you know, have all these characters from those old movies crossing over. So it might make sense to.
When does that drop? When is that supposed to be?
Like in December.
December of this year? Oh man, there's so much in the next 6 months. Then, I mean, there's just so much.
It's because we had a year and a half.
Oh,
of
I
nothing.
Know, but I mean, it's so, overpacked. Yeah. Really, is what it is. Which okay, fine, I'll take it. But it is really packed. We got Foundation coming on Apple TV, which is going to be just killer. Then we've got Dune. Then we've got Ghostbusters. Then we've got the next Spider-Man movie. Obviously, Black Widow now. And then what is the other Marvel one here later in the year? I forget.
Well, there's a few. There's Shang-Chi is this year. The Eternals is this year. And Spider-Man.
What was the one you said in the middle? Sorry.
Are all this year. The Eternals.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that one.
Yeah. That's the one that people keep saying it might be Oscar bait, because that director just won Best Director.
The Eternals would be Oscar bait. That's going to be all okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I don't think so, but okay, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I mean that's the theory.
I don't know. There's still some elites in Hollywood that turn their nose up at comic book films.
That's true.
And they keep saying, you know, it's a flash in the pan and nobody's going to care in a few
years
and
whatever.
And it's like, okay, well we're at like 13 straight years of these things, and there's still a lot of things coming out of Hollywood. Well, when I say 13, I'm talking specifically the MCU, but I know there was, I know there was stuff before that.
Yeah.
But there's still some elites that turn their nose up at comic book films, but you know, it's like they're modern day westerns, they're modern day
the one good thing about them is that they can morph into other genres, like you can do like, you know, a spy thriller, a heist movie, like that's what lets them, that'll give them staying power.
Just look at the differences between
what about Loki. Have you guys been
exactly I was gonna say, look at the differences between WandaVision, Winter Soldier and the Falcon, and now Loki. Look at the difference between those three, right? Loki and WandaVision have a little bit of similarities in the way they're telling the story, but yet they're totally different at the same time, right? Whereas Falcon and Winter Soldier was a I don't know what that was. That was a spy thriller buddy comedy.
It was an action
film.
It was the director's cut of Captain America 4 without Captain America. That's all it was. And it, you know, it was good. It wasn't amazing.
No, it wasn't bad.
But I enjoyed it.
There.
I liked it. I would say of the three series so far, Loki's my least favorite.
Oh, really? Well.
Yeah. But I think the last couple episodes have been like...
Yeah, it was slow to start.
It
was slow to start. There's only one more episode, right?
Yeah. This Wednesday, that's
it. Behind.
They got a lot to tie up.
I think I'm two behind, and then there's this week, so I'll have to watch all three this week sometime.
I think... because originally Captain America Winter Soldier was supposed to come out first, and then it was going to be WandaVision, and they got flipped. And
I think they're lucky that that happened that way.
I thought Loki was going to be the first one.
Well, whatever. I know WandaVision wasn't supposed to be the first one.
No, Wanda was not.
Yeah. And WandaVision, in my opinion, has been the best one so far, and it was so different. Yep. And so amazing and so emotionally gut-wrenching at times that I think the others just really had a lot to live up to.
Well, I think they're lucky that it was the first one instead of Falcon and the Winter Soldier being the first one, because if that had been the first one, people would have been more turned off to turning into these things and watching them, right? Whereas they, you know, WandaVision just hit it with a freaking bang and became kind of, you know, stuff like this.
Right.
I mean, there's so many little fun things from that.
Yeah, I think that Falcon and Winter Soldier was, it's just more of the same, right? It's just an action film. So, like, it wasn't bad, it wasn't great, but it was
more of the same.
It's just more of the same. Which is Black Widow, honestly.
More of the same.
It's more of the same. Yeah. Although the end credit scene is pretty great.
All right, stop there. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah. I won't. I'm just letting you know. Watch the end credit scene.
No, I'll watch it next weekend and we'll see.
Yeah.
So,
what's the next show that's supposed to come out? Do we know?
I think Hawkeye.
Oh, he's getting a show too?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
And that's already shot. That's already done.
Everybody's getting a show. Who's getting it? Willie Lumpkin's getting a show.
Yeah.
Happy. I want a show about Happy. Give me a show about Happy and his love life.
Aunt May the series.
Dude, if there was a show just Happy, just going to get burgers.
Oh, man.
Like every episode is a different burger joint.
Every episode he's going to get burgers for a different character in the MCU.
Exactly. And during the whole entire timeline. Like the first time he does it, he's going to get those burgers for Tony as he's coming back the first time, from the first movie, right? And those are the burgers that he's getting. I mean, they could just splice those images in there with him going.
I can just picture the internet meltdown. Like, Wanda would not get an avocado bacon burger.
Exactly. This is just meme territory all over.
She would be a vegetarian at the very least. Yeah.
That's great.
That's funny. Yeah.
See, once again, the three of us are able to write something better than what these people in Hollywood write, right? I mean, seriously.
I don't know if that's better.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
Don't tell me. It's good. Anyway. All right.
Happy's burger.
Is there anything else we need to cover? Because, you know, we've gone like 20 minutes on everything other than Trek, which is fine. I love it. But
yeah, no kidding. But people love this. So I think what people should do is for the write in and let us know what Chad should eat while he watches Black Widow next week. And they can give you snack
ideas.
I will
take a picture of it. Whatever it is, I will get it. And
if you get
those things in fast enough on Facebook or wherever, Instagram or whatever, if you get it into us fast enough, I will have it when I'm watching, and I'll take a picture and post it on Facebook and Twitter.
There you go.
And if you guys want to hear Chad sing the Agatha song instead of playing the clip, head over to the Ko-fi account and make a donation. I'll pull the lyrics up for next week and we'll get this guy singing.
I'm sorry, Andrew. I totally flummoxed that because I had to come into that song in the middle of it. So I'll keep trying. We'll do it in Vegas. So who knows? Maybe we'll be able to record there in Vegas. Okay, so a couple things about Vegas that people need to know. So number one, I am going to drive. Okay, that's it. Final. No more conversation about it. I am going to drive. Because here's what I'm going to do while I'm driving. Because it's 2 days of driving there, 2 days of driving back. It's a lot of drive time. And I got a buddy I'm going to meet in Colorado on one way. I don't know if it's before or after the convention. And another one on the other loop. So the loops for me are basically Kansas City, down through Texas, then through the desert, essentially, and out to Vegas. Or from Vegas back up through Utah, through Colorado, and back to Kansas City. Those are the two loops. I don't know which way I'm going first. Depends on the guy's timing. Because one's in Boulder and the other one is in Gilbert, just outside of Phoenix. So, with that said, that's a lot of drive time, and I haven't decided if I want to do this on Facebook or if we want to try to do something with that Discord channel, Daniel, or what, but we can get on and do like a live thing, like while I'm driving, just come on in and talk and then hang up and come and go, because it's 22 hours of drive time.
It's a long time, man.
So, do something like that to where we can talk and hang out or whatever, you know, all throughout the day, whenever you've got time, drop in on me kind of thing. I haven't really finalized that yet, whether it's going to be on Facebook or if it's going to be on Messenger or if it's going to be on some other platform where we can have people come and go. So
stream it all on Twitch.
I could. We could also just do it on – see, that was the other thought too. If we just do it on Discord, then people can come and go as they want. And we've already got a channel set up over there, either mine or yours.
That's true.
Either one.
Yeah.
I think I snagged Trekcast at one point, and then before you and I had even talked about it, you snagged Trekcast TNG. So either one.
I got them.
But that's a very easy drop in and drop out thing. So I don't know. We'll figure it out. But that's a thought process of something that we can do as fun. And then, of course, while we're there, the reason I'm driving specifically is because I'm taking all of this whole setup here, with me so that we can do a live show, which all we have to do, different than what we're doing today with our recording, is hit one extra button, and it would be broadcasting live to YouTube. So
cool.
That's the plan for Vegas. And obviously, we're going to have a meetup that week. We haven't discussed exactly what day yet. I know the days that I'm driving. It's the 11th and 12th. I think that's a Wednesday and Thursday. I'm there all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and driving back on the Monday and Tuesday afterwards. So that's 3 days of that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the convention, the main 3 days. We've got to figure out which one of those nights works best for the three of us. We're all there at the same times, right? So we need to figure out which one of those nights we want to just say is the Trekcast meetup. Do we want to do it on that Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, whatever, or morning, afternoon?
We should figure out what bar Darren works at. Maybe we can just do it there.
Yeah. That'd be great.
You should also look at the convention schedule, because they do have after hours events. You know, if we're looking to get some people to join us, don't do it on the same night as the hottest event.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not going to compete with the dinner with William Shatner or with the Shat.
Cookies and oatmeal with Grandpa. Yeah.
Almond milk.
I got almond milk in my coffee right now.
I have
delicious.
Almond milk. Yeah, we don't have regular milk. We only have almond milk or soy milk for the creamer for the coffee. Because
any avocado toast?
We have lots of avocado for avocado. I like avocado. So
avocado toast is good.
It's good for you too.
Put a little bit of everything bagel seasoning on that. It's great.
Yeah, it is. It's real good. Or you do it just.
Look at Dan. We're losing Dan.
He's like, this is disgusting. Seriously, though, just a sunny side up egg on a piece of toast, put a little butter and avocado underneath it, put a slice of cheese on that, put a sunny side up egg on the top, and you are done.
This is why people need to give you food recommendations.
Yeah, I'm on a diet, and I hate it right now. So, yeah. Yeah, I've been slowing down. And I stepped on the scale, and I'm about 10 pounds heavier than I was a year ago.
No.
So I started my diet. I started exercising. Yeah. I haven't had anything good to eat in like a week.
Well, since I work in this office all the time.
Yeah.
This is like a standing desk. I do this when I'm on calls with people so that I just have something to do.
There you go.
Okay. How come you don't do that during the show? I'm sure everyone would love to see you
Put your sweatband.
I'll just keep going.
Eat your ass.
It's a 15-pounder. I'll just keep going.
You have to wear whatever that was that Riker would wear when he was working out. That all white. It's like a chef outfit.
Yeah, it was almost, yeah.
Dan, I picture when you're working out, it's a lot like a Rocky montage. Like you're chasing chickens.
That's what I hear in my head.
Dun,
the Rocky music.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, except that I can't, after you sent me that YouTube video, I can't hear the Rocky theme without also hearing the Mandalorian theme.
I know.
Coming right on top of it. I can't. They've kind of melded together in my head.
Do I have that one Mando thing on here? That was great.
It's a great mix, man.
It is.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. I'll play some of it at the end of the show.
Yeah, because I don't think I have it on here anymore.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up because I want to... before it gets too hot in here.
And I want to go have some coffee with real milk in it.
All right.
There you go.
Go enjoy yourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, that was TrekCast. Be sure to send us an email at TrekCastTNG@gmail.com or get over to the Instagrams, TrekCastTNG as well. Same thing with the Twitter. Or you can email me at chatiswrong@gmail.com. Make sure to go over to the coffee account. That's ko-fi/TrekCast. Or just type that into Google search it. You'll find it. So all of those things are going to go towards Vegas, which we will see everybody there in a month. It is exactly a month away, 30 days from the, or something like that, July 11th to August 11th when I get in the car and drive. So, it's coming quick. Look forward to meeting everybody there. It's going to be great. And that is it. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, another episode in the can. Check us out at TrekCast.com. Also, if you would, please subscribe to us via iTunes. Leave those reviews, subscribe to us, we'll get some numbers, get up the list, get more listeners, do more shows, have more fun. But for now, we're all done. So live long and prosper, and we'll see you next week.